Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And as usual, before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, here we sit once again, asking you to open our hearts and minds, our eyes, our ears, to be able to receive from your word today as we study this book of Galatians once again. Lord, we want to know your truth and pray that your Holy Spirit would be released in our hearts and minds, our eyes and ears, that we might hear and see the truth of God. And Lord, then by your Holy Spirit, we pray you'd empower us to live in a manner that is pleasing unto you. And we'll give you thanks for doing so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Jews by Nature, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 15. Paul wrote a discourse to the church members in Galatia concerning false teachers called Judaizers because they were off base when referring to the grace of Jesus Christ. Their legalistic requirements to have a relationship with God gained Paul's attention, particularly when referring to laws of circumcision and separating themselves from the Gentiles. After confronting Peter because he, his group, and even Barnabas separated themselves from the Gentiles when the leadership from Jerusalem arrived, Paul continues to give reasons why their actions were not in alignment with the gospel. He continued his thoughts in chapter 2 and verse 15 of the book of Galatians, where we read, "We who are Jews by nature and not sinners of the Gentiles." Part of Paul's argument against the Judaizers was that they were requiring laws to be kept that they themselves could not keep. Even though there was a great advantage for them, the Jews could not keep the Jewish law of God. Paul said, "We who are Jews by nature," in other words, we were born into Judaism, "God Almighty chooses to which group we are born. None of us choose our parents." And Paul makes the appeal that God chose that they be born Jews. They were the ones to whom God gave the law in the first place. They had the culture, training, exposure, and examples of keeping the law before them. There was a definite advantage to being born a Jew. Paul adds, "and not sinners of the Gentiles." In other words, they were not like the Gentiles who did not have the advantage of the law being given to them. The Gentiles had their own laws, and compliance to the law of God was virtually unknown to them. This would be a distinct disadvantage when it came to a relationship with God. We should never expect people to do what we want them to do unless they have our information. And when it came to the law, the Gentiles were mostly clueless. Though both Jews and Gentiles were sinners, the Gentiles didn't have the law to reference where they were sinning. We too have an advantage in the United States of America. We have the Word of God. Most of us were born here, and we have been exposed to the Bible all of our lives. We who are Americans by nature, in that most of us did not choose to be here, have a unique opportunity to have a relationship with God that many in the world have never known. As we consider Paul's words today, may we all be thankful that God has chosen us, given us divine providence, and that we should be born in a place where though we are sinners, we may know the God of the universe who sent his son Jesus to save us from our sins. Next time, we will discover what Paul has to say about how we are justified by grace. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.